September 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am very happy that there has been a peace agreement in the Middle East, even though the Palestinians did not comply with it. I desire that there be peace amongst all of my children. I desire that all unite for the common good. The reason Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows, is exuding a heavenly mist on this prayer site from time to time is that today she grieves deeply for the heart of the world, which always finds new reasons to oppose one another, sometimes violently. If you cannot live peacefully together on earth, how can you live together in heaven? Violence is never the solution. It is part of the problem. Do not allow those in the public eye, the mass media, to agitate trouble by pricking the pride of racism, thereby causing new trouble. Treat each other with an eye towards peace, not more trouble. Allow my commandments to judge the difference between good and evil. Be at peace and promote peace. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.